Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
So Jesse said right before the commercial break ended that he was talking to Katie and he heard about the best man speech that we witnessed. It was long. I think people, there's this thing where people think like the best man speech has to be like really funny and like you have to be like Dave Chappelle or Chris Rock or something up there. And it's like, no, man, just like tell your story. Yeah. Like, you don't have to do all that. But this guy had like 5 pages and a clipboard and very little charisma. It was really, it was actually uncomfortable. Oh, and he like made a political joke at the beginning too that fell completely flat. And it was like, ugh. Did she tell you the other part though?
I don't think so. I heard about the first part.
Oh, so you heard about the speech?
Yeah.
So the part that she didn't tell you, because I told her about your wedding invitations after this. The place was hella far. Mm-hmm. I told you we was passing all of the wineries, which is why Baker Family Wines is so dope. You go to West Sacramento, you don't have to go all the way to Plymouth like we did.
Straight up.
And it was at a winery. It was beautiful. Setting was gorgeous, right? But we got there a little late. The invitation said 5, but I thought there were like cocktails at 5, wedding starts at like 5:36, whatever. Mm-hmm. No. We got there at like, I believe we got to the parking space. It was 5:18. And there was this long gravel hill that you had to walk up. It was probably 50 yards. Mm. Gravel.
That can present a problem every now and then.
So when we're, for the girl who was wearing heels, it was a problem.
It can present a problem.
It was a huge problem. And for the guy that the girl is holding on to, problems for everybody.
Oh, man.
And she was like, do you think the wedding has started? And I'm like, oh, probably not. And then all of a sudden we hear something along the lines of, dearly beloved.
Oh, my we are, goodness.
And it's like, oh, God.
I would walk my ass back to the car.
I was like, it started. And it's like, okay. So like we don't know exactly where we're going yet, mm-hmm. but we can hear them very, very clearly. And there's that gravel hill and we stop at the bottom of it like, oh, God, we have to walk up this. And so we're walking down the middle and it's like, oh, this is making so much noise. Okay, babe, you have to walk over here. It's flatter over here. You walk on this side. I'll walk on this side. She's like, I can't. I'm in heels. Like, they keep getting stuck. And it's like, oh, my God. So we're taking this slow crawl up this gravel road while the wedding is happening directly to our right.
Oh, man.
It was an hour and 15-minute drive. I get her situated. I was like, I got to go find the restroom, go to the bathroom, come back. Everything wraps up. Beautiful. Open bar. The first thing I said to her, I was like, you know, Jesse and Crystal have made it clear that their wedding's starting at 5. We cannot be late. The invitation stops short of saying stay your ass at home if you're going to be late, but it's pretty damn close to saying that.
Starts at 5 and it'll be over at 5:20, so make sure you're there.
There you go.
This is maybe an off-air. We not doing a show that day, huh?
So we haven't worked through that yet. I had to check the guest list. So we're gonna get it figured out, because obviously we got to get to our man's our man's big
day.
They're
gonna close the door on us if we're late.
Yeah, right. So we might have to we might get creative on the day of Jesse's wedding and maybe have a 10-2 edition of the Insiders or something. I'm not sure. We'll get it figured out though.
Gotcha.
But yeah, we gotta make sure we're there to celebrate our guy.
My question, hearing that story, is did everybody have to go up that gravel hill?
Yeah. Including my man Dennis, who must have just rode, because he had one of the scooter joints. He must have just rode up the gravel. I don't know.
That's tough.
Oh, it was tough.
It's their day.
It was tough.
Don't want to disrespect their day, but that, we got to think about that.
It was tough.
We got to think about those
It
things.
Was tough. It
well,
was
a big location.
Go ahead.
I was going to say, maybe there might have been a shuttle service if they got there before 5.
All right, I see what you're doing. Yeah, this could be possible.
I'm just saying.
It's very possible.
Maybe it was there.
I am not.
Maybe they did think about
it. I am not crossing Crystal. I will be at Jesse's wedding at 4:30. Just waiting for it to start. I'm here, Jesse.
I'll be there when the gates open.
Oh, yeah, she's prompt, planned, ready to go. Yeah, she don't mess around.
She's got I forgot, what are they called? Ushers. She's got, shut the door at 5. I don't care if my mama ain't in here. Shut the door at 5.
Start shutting at 4:59.
They going to learn. Wedding starts at 5.
That's why there's no kids. No problems that day.
Yeah, no kids.
Just remember this. Something's going to go wrong. It won't matter.
Oh, no, I'm good to go with the flow. I'll tell a story.
Kids are going to be there. You're going to look out, and there's going to, you might look out and go, who invited you? That happened. Like, it'll be great.
I don't think anything went wrong on my wedding.
Other than you acting like Dwayne Johnson walking down the aisle. Other than that.
No, that was Michael Jackson at the Super Bowl.
I don't think anything went wrong. I wish I knew it was. It could have been Auntie Wanda. It could have been Cheryl and El Grove. Someone said, boy, get down that aisle.
Ceremony was perfect. It was about 25 minutes. 15 of them were taken by Kenny, just standing there waiting to walk down the aisle.
And here's the great part. Casey's wedding didn't even start remotely close to on time.
Maybe that's what went wrong. I don't know.
Kenny's just standing there, just kind of taking the moment.
It was. I had no, I guess I had a watch, but I had no idea. All I know is our wedding coordinator said, okay, it's time for you guys. That's it could have been 6 o'clock. I had no idea.
Yeah, no clue. I don't know, but that music hit, and Kenny walked down and did the demanded that the crowd cheered for him. And then mama got mad and said, boy, get down that aisle. Walked down the aisle, and then the festivities continue. Beautiful
way.
That
was a good time.
Good time. Great times. Hey, another thing real quick about Sky River. Yesterday, we had the Raiders Monday Night Football watch party. Shout out to Sky River Casino. Always love being over there, man. They take care of us. They show us love. I love it over there.
Try that new dessert bar they got over there in the market, too. Mm. That was my first stop.
Mm.
That was my first stop.
I'm checking it out. Like I said, I still got to get breakfast. I need to go over there and get breakfast.
Zabo said you look like Lex Luger in the middle of Mall of America.
What is he doing here? Get him off of here.
Get the camera off him. All right, go ahead.
Shout out to the Chatty House that pulled up. They were in the building. But I got to give a special shout out to Stanley.
Oh, my
Stanley
God.
Stanley
my God.
There.
Yes, he
the
was.
The legend. Stanley's a legit legend in this city. Shout out to Stanley. He was there. And I just want to say, if there was any concern about us losing Stanley after talking to him for 5 minutes and talking about the way he sees things, He ain't going nowhere.
He ain't going nowhere.
He ain't going nowhere. Shout out Stan Lee. Yeah. That was an awful jersey you had on.
He looked
but
great.
Your hat looked good, so that's cool.
The hat was fire.
The hat was fire.
That hat was fire.
Jersey was trash. He started talking to me later about Jeff Teague, or not Jeff Teague.
George
but
Teague.
George Teague hitting T.O. I said, man, ain't nobody worried about that, man.
Yeah.
But shout out Stan Lee, man. That's my
That dog. Was awesome. That was a that was a very, very cool moment. There were two Tony Romo jerseys. Shout out to Drew Down, too. Drew Down showed up in a 4XL Tony Romo jersey, jeans, and cowboy boots.
Hey, I'm not sure what was going
with
on
the,
there.
With the jeans tucked into the boot.
Yeah.
Oh,
I get the Romo jersey, kind of, even though the Cowboys weren't playing. I don't get Drew Down. You got to explain the jeans and the boots. I don't get it. I don't understand it.
I don't know.
Explain it for your boy, man.
I don't know. It was terrific. Stanley was awesome, man. We talked to Stanley a lot. We had him. He was sitting over with us watching that game.
Stanley watched the whole game.
Stanley's on the phone right now.
Oh yeah. Let's
oh yeah.
Hey Stanley,
like my boy.
Stanley, it was great to meet you last night, Stanley.
I want to know what you all are doing in the studio right now, because you know broadcasting on KIFM, because you know Mr. Jerry Jones. I told you I was appointing his ambassador, and I told you get your stuff and get out. And then you came on at the changeover when you came on the air. You come out here trying to mock Mr. Jerry Jones. See you.
Jerry over here talking about glory holes, man. Come on, man. We talking football.
No. You're right here trying to talk about Mr. Jerry Jones. That's what you're trying to do.
I did forget to point out, Stanley showed up and fired us.
He did. He did. He let it be known, too, in that awful jersey. I don't know why you still have that jersey.
I want to know what you all are doing on the air right now, because I told you. He's bought Odyssey, he is bought KIFM, and you all are still around here yapping. So, I mean, you know, you get ready to get sued.
Oh, Stanley. Hey, Stanley, get rid of that jersey, man. Nah, get rid of that Romo jersey, man. Stanley, I don't know nobody would see that.
Stanley, you look great last night, man.
Shout out Stanley, man. What are the goats?
Absolutely terrific. Absolutely terrific. Big thanks to everybody. Who came through. Thanks to the person who showed up and wasn't even invited. I'm following the chat like, oh, for real? He showed up? Wow.
Who?
Well, that, you follow the thread. We talk about
oh.
it. I have great news for you. I got great news for you. We don't even need to talk about what happened with the Giants.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you, because it's looking bleak, and I ain't talking Memphis.
I'll lock in tonight. We'll see if we can get
the
lead. I'm Giants.
You going to watch that instead of WNBA playoffs? Just say yes.
Yes, iPad. I'm going iPad.
All right.
I'm going iPad.
Because we need everything. It's looking bleak right now, and I ain't talking.
Overreaction Tuesday. D'Lo continues to be the reason for the downfall of the San Francisco Giants. We'll talk about it. No, for real. Overreaction Tuesday next day with D'Lo and KC on ESPN 1320.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
20. Hey, got to go ahead to mention this here on the show today. Today, 5 o'clock.
Okay.
Dusty Baker is going to be down the street.
Ooh.
At that new Nugget in Granite Bay.
That's what's up.
They've got like 35 cases of Baker Family Wines. And he's going to be out there from 5 to 8 telling everybody about his wine. Again, 7 minutes from where we're at here in the studio. The Nugget in Granite Bay. Dusty Baker going to be there from 5 to 8.
Come on, man. Pull up, man. See the legends. Yes. See the Hall of Famer.
Absolutely.
And get you some wine, too, by the way.
Man, you will not regret it. I promise you. You will not regret picking up a bottle of Baker Family Wines. Also, now that last night is behind us, we can tell you we're going to be at Baker Family Wines coming up on Sunday, September 28th.
There we go.
Sunday, September 28th, D'Lo and Casey are going to be out there at Baker Family Wines watching football, having a good time, even a bit more of an intimate setting than we had last night. We love 32 Brew Street, but that is a massive place, and there were a lot of people there last night. They were hanging from the rafters, as Gorilla Monsoon would say. Baker Mayfield, it's a little bit smaller of a vicinity. We're all going to be able to be together, hang out, watch football, sip wine. Mm-hmm. They're going to have food trucks out there. So make your plans to be with us Sunday, September 28th, Baker Family Wines in West Sacramento. And go see Dusty Baker today if you're in the Roseville, Rockland, Granite Bay area. Even if you're a baseball fan or a wine drinker and you want to make the trip, Dusty Baker is going to be at the Nugget in Granite Bay today from 5 to 8.
Man, shout out to Nugget. Shout out to Baker Family Wine. Shout out to Dusty Baker. I learned something new today. I did not know the original Nugget Market was the one on Florence Road in Greenhaven. Didn't know that.
I don't think I knew that either.
Yeah.
I don't think I knew that.
You got to be rich like D-Lo to shop at Nugget, though.
Not true at all. Not true at all. You got to be rich to shop at Whole Foods.
That, too.
I don't think you got to be rich to shop at Nugget. I love Nugget. That's it's a great spot. It's my grocery store out there, and they're all over the place. And it's even better knowing that Dusty Baker and Baker Family Wines is a part of that community. So Dusty Baker, the new Nugget in Granite Bay from 5 to 8 tonight. Mm-hmm. Trista Crick's going to be with us coming up. At the top of the 2 o'clock hour, before we dive into these overreactions, one little note that we didn't talk about as it pertains to the first game yesterday. Obviously, we got a 1-1 Las Vegas Raiders team. We'll talk more about that. We've talked pretty passionately about the 2-0 Los Angeles Chargers team. Mm-hmm. My Tampa Bay Buccaneers are 2-0.
Yeah, man.
Me and Zabo. Zabo was the only one.
Gwitty, too. Shout out Gwitty Cube. I think he's a Bucs fan, too.
Okay, okay. Yeah. Was he there last night?
No.
Oh,
he was in the chat today, though.
So, oh, okay. Yeah,
shout out Gwitty Cube.
Shout out to all the Bucs fans.
Yeah. Well, it's no.
Okay. The other note to that game that we didn't talk about is the Texans. The Texans now an 0-2 football team in a division with, you know, you got the Colts, you got the Jaguars. It's like, hey, what's going on here? And I'm not, I don't know. I don't know. I thought that was a, you know, that was an impressive drive. Nick Chubb getting him in the end zone. But, man, that defense just allowed, you know, Baker just walked them down to make sure that the Bucs walked away with that win.
Yeah, I want to go back and watch that game in its entirety and really try to figure out what happened with the Texans on offense in that game. Number one, I think the Bucs deserve a lot of credit for that because I think they got a good defense. But also, you know, they had 9 points a lot of that game, the Texans did.
That's right. Yeah.
And I want to see exactly what's going on offensively because you follow that up with they end up scoring, 19 for the game. But you follow that up with a 9-point performance the week before in week one against the Rams.
Yeah.
What's going on the offensive end in Houston? They need to figure that out because they need to get that rectified ASAP because they are, like you mentioned, 0-2 now. And you got to turn it on now if you're going to try and turn this season around. The good news for them is the team that's 2-0 in that division, I don't think will sustain it. I think the Jags are the real competition for them in that division. But you just never know. You never know. Maybe the Colts are one of those teams that they're like the Commanders last year, like the Giants 2 years ago, where nobody – or 3 years ago, whatever Daboll's first year was, where nobody expected anything from this team. Lo and behold, they've got 10, 11 wins. So you're playing with fire right now if you're Houston.
Nothing to make of that Trevor Lawrence moment to his head coach. His head coach was barking about something, and Trevor Lawrence was, like, looking at him, and then he gives him the old and turns around and walks towards his guys. Nothing there?
There might be something there. I wonder how often that happens. Cameras got him.
I don't know. Yeah.
Cameras got him. So
if it was Nick Sirianni, this thing would be like 10 million views viral.
Yeah. But
it's Liam Cohn and it's the Jaguars, so it's not really.
I'm really trying to figure out, like, what's really going on there? Is there something going on with Bo Nix? Mm-hmm. You see his little situation with Sean Payton on the sideline.
Well, Sean Payton hates everybody, so it's not Bo Nix's situation with Sean Payton. Sean Payton's situation with everybody.
In that case, Sean said something, or Bo was walking off the field and said something. And Sean turned around like, wait, what did you say?
You a bitch. That's what I said. You want to fight? You want some too, old man?
And Bo Nix started whining and complaining about all this other stuff. And Sean was like, bro, whatever. And like, what are you talking about? Kid.
Yeah.
I'm not a Sean Payton fan, but stop throwing picks in the red zone. How about you do that? I didn't call that play. That's how they were talking to each other.
The clip is kind of funny. Because Bo does kind of look like a child. But like a teenager, like to where he's just starting to talk back to dad a little bit. Like, no, I told you, dad. I told you I didn't want to do this. And then, like, Sean Payton all of a sudden turns to grandpa where he's like, no, son, I'm telling you, it's just best to not throw the ball to the other team. I'm trying to tell you. It honestly looks like Sean Payton said, what the hell did you just do? Like, when you go back and look at the clip, what did you just do?
I'm going to have to check it out now again.
Oh, come on, Sean.
I think Bo Nix comes off a little whiny. I have no reason to, like, why I would feel that way. Outside of this moment, he hasn't done anything, but it seems like a little bit of a know-it-all, a little whiny.
It's funny, like, Sean Payton didn't even look like he was barking at him.
That's what I'm saying. Bo did all, like, Sean wasn't even doing nothing. He just, like, literally was like, hey, hey, maybe don't throw an interception, but it's good. We'll get you. And Bo, no! No!
With Draymond Green? I need a... He said something with something football. I caught that. Don't tell me what to do with the ball. I got it. Give me a lip reader. I know he says football. I need it. It's funny. Sean really does look like the dad in this clip.
What?
He's like, hey, don't crash the car next time you go. Dad, it wasn't my fault. Bo Nix does kind of look like a child in this clip. He does.
You see those guys over there? They're not on your team. Yeah. Don't throw to them. I'm sorry. I was just trying to run the play.
Wait, I threw the football, Dad.
What did you say? What, I couldn't hear you. What did you say? I was trying to run the play.
That is hilarious. They made a family-friendly film about a coach who got suspended for putting hits out on NFL players.
Home team. They should have just called it football.
Hey, Dad, what are you doing here? Oh, we don't talk about that in the movie.
Hey, did I? The only football doc I've watched recently is the Cowboys.
Mm-hmm.
Was there a, like, did they just gloss over the fact that, like, putting hits out on players has long been a thing? Because someone was talking, maybe it was Charles Haley, I can't remember.
Yeah.
But it was something like, we had $500 on his head.
Yeah. No, that was the thing. It might have been, I don't remember who, it might have been a 49er they were talking
maybe
about.
Maybe that's what, yeah, I feel like, Steve absolutely Young? Feel maybe like it was a 49er.
Steve, maybe.
Might have been Steve.
But it might have, I don't, was it Charles Haley for sure?
But no.
Okay,
no.
So it might have been like when they were playing Joe Montana then a little bit before, it might have been someone else. But anyway, they were trying to go after some quarterback.
There was absolutely a reference to having a bounty on someone's head. And I'm just like watching like, wait a second. You can't do that.
Take
the
one
funniest
of the,
thing.
Take one of the Super Bowls away.
You know what Sean Payton's legacy will always be to me? He is the only player in the history of Roger Goodell's tenure as the commissioner to just accept a punishment.
I did it.
Roger Goodell said, you're suspended for the year. And Sean Payton said, great. And left. He has suspended guys. Greg Hardy suspended for the year. All right. 4 games. And Jerry Jones will sign you.
Probably means it could have been a lot worse.
You think?
I mean, if you just I mean, how many times have we seen someone appeal it?
He didn't even appeal it.
Exactly. So, yeah, I'll take the 1 year. Fine.
This is such a weird line. Jackie Sandler, who I guess is that Adam's wife?
Yeah.
It is. Okay.
Hilarious. She never plays his wife in the movies.
So
Queen Latifah does.
But she played... Jackie Sandler plays Beth in Home Team. Beth is Sean Payton's ex-wife, who is based on Sean Payton's real-life wife, Beth, like his current wife.
So they gave him an ex-wife for no reason in the movie.
That's based off of his actual wife, who he's not divorced from.
What?
This movie makes less and less sense the more I read about it.
You guys have never seen a minute of it, right?
Not a single second.
Hey, real talk. I think we should watch it.
That's what I was going to say right now. I think we need to watch it.
Where is it showing?
It was on Netflix.
It looks like it's on Netflix.
I'm not going to put like a date on it because I think we should watch it.
Yeah,
it's an Adam Sandler movie. I think you're right. Like, it's an Adam Sandler produced movie. like Rob Schneider is in it.
Damn, now I know that movie sucks.
Like
big Giants fan, right? Half
Snyder's a weirdo.
Half of the cast of Grown Ups 2 is in this.
Chris Rock playing Aaron Brooks.
How does Kevin James have movies where he's an MMA fighter and a football coach?
Oh,
he's just a chill guy.
Also making appearances in the movie are Bill Cowher, Dan Patrick. Jim Nantz.
I don't know why this is funny to me. But
and as Lionel the janitor.
Shaq.
Sean Payton.
Damn.
This is the stupidest thing I've ever heard.
Sean Payton's got some stupid ass line. Hey, you're going to do fine, coach.
Hang in there.
Who is
It'll
that?
Get better.
And Cameron James, who is that guy?
Hey, you suck, pal. Move it.
Oh, man.
In Home Team. Maybe we should.
Bill Cowher's role is just going to visit Sean Payton after his suspension because he's all sad. Hey, you're gonna be all right, Sean.
Hang in there, man. What's the line to much is given? That's the much is given. I don't know.
Second, Bill Cowher mentioned.
That's one of my favorite show bits is when Kenny can't quite get the saying right. I believe it's to who much is given, much is respected.
Did you say tested? Yeah, it's a rap lyric. So maybe they got it wrong in the raps.
That can't be true.
the guy said Mekhi Phife, who wasn't in too deep. Yeah.
What's the equivalent to making a movie about a guy who got suspended for putting hits out on NFL players?
Well, the crazy part is when you make it a comedy.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Like how?
Okay. I don't know, man.
Tie it together if you're going to.
You know how overreactions, they get moved sometimes. We might have to watch the opening scene of this movie together because I need to see. You have to see what I'm seeing on my screen right now. Hang on one second. Sean Payton in home team. This is amazing.
Home team is such a trash that movie is name, crazy. Too. It's like Thunderstruck, the one that KD was on.
Oh, man. Thunderstruck.
Thunderstruck. Okay, settle down.
Thunderstruck is crazy.
So I believe this on YouTube is titled. Probably have to remove it later. This is the opening scene of Home Team. But this is hilarious. Just watch this. Watch, I'm gonna turn the volume down because we don't really need it. Oh, there we are. We're at the Super Bowl. It's a happy Madison production. Maybe this is just the trailer, I'm not sure. But that looked uncomfortable. Look at this.
Oh, come on, wait. Come on.
Wait just a minute. That's not how I remember it.
Peyton.
Wait a damn minute.
Jim Caldwell, Peyton Manning.
Wait just a damn minute.
Game's on the line. Oh, look at Peyton. This is actual game footage. This is the freaking Super Bowl. And then, there he is.
That is funny.
I cannot believe they did this.
This is like irrationally making me mad for some reason.
This is the most amazing thing ever.
Tracy Porter.
Oh, man. And there's Reggie Wayne. There was one guy.
Look at him.
One guy in the entire universe who didn't acknowledge Reggie Wayne ran the wrong route. One guy.
It's a good teammate right there.
And it was the guy who threw the ball.
It's a good teammate.
He was like, nope, made a bad pass. Reggie Wayne was like, nope, I screwed up. He's like, I messed up. Like, that was on me. And Peyton was like, nope.
I need to know in that movie, since it opens with the Super Bowl, like, is he just, I'm retiring, I'm tired? Or is it like, yes, no, go kill Brett Favre for $20,000.
You'll know soon, Jesse, because we're watching the movie.
Yeah, you'll watch it. Number four on the Vikings. We can't say his name because we didn't pay the money for that. But yes, I'm going to hand you 20 grand to go kill him.
What do you mean we didn't pay the money for that? We opened the movie with the Super Bowl.
Yeah, that's true. Peyton Manning was right. That's a good point.
Like Peyton's just going to watch an Adam Sandler movie, and all of a sudden he sees an interception that he threw in the Super Bowl.
Man, we got a tough game in the NFC Championship game against Doug Plitzken. The quarterback's crazy.
There's a
legend, Doug Plitzken.
There's an accompanying video to this home team trailer. That says that time Sean, because I believe this is what the movie is about. That time Sean Payton coached sixth grade football and asked Bill Parcells for advice. that clip of Sean Payton intertwined into actual Super Bowl footage is incredible.
Great job by the editing. The people of that movie.
I thought it was legit, like a Super Bowl highlight at first to get pumped up. No, yeah, football. No. I was like, oh no, there's Kevin James right there. Kevin James.
Then right to Peyton Manning on the sideline.
How did they get? Hey, we're gonna make a movie on Bountygate.
No, that's what I'm saying.
Can we get permission to use the Super Bowl footage?
Yeah, go ahead. Good job. Yeah, all right.
Rodgers like, oh, I love Adam Silver. That might have been the trade-off. You take the 12-month suspension, Sean, and Adam Sandler will make a movie about you.
It would have been a trade-off.
You imagine they made a movie about OJ?
Oh, my gosh. No, it's not far. No, it is far off. Nobody died here. Nobody was murdered. It is far off.
Who would star in this like line of thinking? Who would star as OJ Simpson?
Damon Wayans.
Got to be someone family friendly.
Damon Wayans. Yep. Damon Wayans is OJ Simpson. Well. All right. Did you ever see The Greatest, Muhammad Ali movie, where Muhammad Ali played himself?
No, I didn't see that. He did the whole movie as himself?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
It focuses on the same time frame all of the Muhammad Ali movie does. Like, he wrote a book called The Greatest, but it's hilarious. The movie's hilarious because it's Muhammad Ali acting like Muhammad Ali.
That's next
instead
level.
Of just being
that's next level.
Like, he's clearly acting in the movie, and it's absolutely hilarious. Absolutely hilarious. Well, Jose says Dwayne Johnson would play OJ Simpson.
No, that's right. This movie coming out soon, huh?
Oh, the Smashing Machine.
Wait, what was that?
It's called The Smashing Machine. I don't know. They said he's going to get an Oscar for it.
Keep playing.
Yeah, keep playing because it's a movie, I guess.
They said he's going to get an Oscar for it.
Yeah, the movie's supposed to be good.
Dwayne Johnson would never kill anyone. He would just kill a wrestling angle.
They said he went crazy in that movie, like in a good way.
But like I don't even know, like what for Dwayne, what would that even mean? Like he's playing, it's not a UFC fighter, right? But it's a fighter.
It's like an MMA fighter, I think.
Yeah.
Okay, all right.
It's like,
okay.
It's not UFC, but it's
whoa. Is this like when Adam Silver didn't play Happy Gilmore and all of a sudden we're like, who'd I say? I said Silver. Adam Silver. Is this like when Adam Sandler didn't play Happy Gilmore and everyone was like, oh, he should win an Oscar for Uncut Gems?
That was crazy.
I don't care who believes this or not. Uncut Gems sucked.
It wasn't good.
It was not good.
It was just yelling for an hour and 45 minutes.
It was dark and like sweaty and intense for no reason. It's like, what is this movie right here? The movie wasn't trash. It wasn't trash. It just wasn't what people desperately wanted it to be.
Yeah, that's what they do with Adam Silver movies sometimes.
Adam Sandler.
I did the same thing.
I did the same thing.
Did the same damn thing.
You know what? Let's just take a break. This whole segment was an overreaction. We'll come back. Trista Crick joins us at the top of the 2 o'clock hour. Stilo and KC brought to you by Sky River Casino and Sacramento Sports Leader ESPN 13.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance.
What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
20. Hey, happy brother, like, happy brother. Happy birthday to our brother, Will Z.
Will Z, man, happy birthday, dog.
Yes, indeed.
Man, that's what's up, man.
Everybody's favorite numbers guy, Will Z. Happy birthday, my friend. Appreciate you. How are you doing? Looking forward to another season of you covering Kings basketball coming up here beginning less than 2 weeks. 13 days, media day. Will take place, and I think 2 weeks from today, because I don't think they practice on their media day. I think that's a longstanding Kings thing, but they'll, or maybe they have a night practice. I'm not sure. But I always recall the first practice is the next day.
Yeah.
But either way, practice will be underway, and I think the first game, looking at it a couple of days ago, first game is 2 weeks from tomorrow. The first preseason game.
Yeah.
It's 2 weeks from tomorrow. Yeah. I think it's Toronto here.
Toronto in Sacramento.
Yeah, man. Yeah, man.
I'm ready for basketball. I'm ready. Let's go. Let's go.
We're 14 days. I guess 14 days and some hours, 15 days. Are we on the over yet of your prediction on the resolution of the Jonathan Kuminga situation?
We
still have time. I can't remember when it started, but I know you thought we would be coming to a conclusion here. There was reports yesterday from Shams, Anthony Slater. I think Sam wrote something today. I assume that was nothing new outside of what was written yesterday. It was just written in the form of The Athletic versus ESPN.
It was a little difference.
I didn't really follow up on that one this morning.
There was a little difference to it. There was a little variance to it. Sam spoke a little bit more from the Kings' point of view. And he said team sources.
Oh, interesting.
Said, quote, team sources say the Kings are under the impression that Kuminga does, in fact, want to play for them. The Warriors shut down talks with both teams earlier in the summer, but could always pick up the phone at the 11th hour. As it relates to the Kings.
That 11th hour is approaching pretty quick.
Yeah, for real. As it relates to the Kings, who have offered veteran guard Malik Monk and a protected 2030 first-round pick to the Warriors while agreeing to give Kuminga a three-year, $63 million deal. Their insistence on including protections on the first rounder remains the main obstacle to a possible deal. If the protections were dropped completely, there are some stakeholders who believe the Warriors would likely change their stance.
Hmm.
So, thing that stood out to me right there is the Kings believing that Kuminga wants to be with the Kings. And they're willing to pay him as such. 3 years, $63 million is a little bit, what, $21 million a year?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What am I missing as it pertains to 2027 with the Warriors? I mean, Draymond Green officially dies then, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's got to be 2027 because it was 4 years.
Yeah, he's got 2 years.
Yeah, left. So that's 2027. But they're writing about 2027 the way that some Kings writers have written about 2027.
Hmm. To me, 2027...
It says they have Moody's 13.4 and Buddy's $10 million player option on the books by then.
Mm-hmm.
And then I assume the $4 trillion Steph Curry will sign for when he decides he wants to sign a contract.
Yeah, 2027 to me, and I don't know if the Warriors are looking at it the same way, but this is probably how they should be looking at it. We need to have the next star ready to go. This is the end of this incarnation of the Warriors. The Steph Curry, Draymond Green, like, wow. That's done.
So there's multiple things there. One, the Warriors, who are well aware that Milwaukee's Giannis Antetokounmpo and Denver's Nikola Jokic both have player options for the 2027-2028 season and are hardly alone on this star-hunting front. So you've got those two stars, two massive stars, Giannis and Nikola Jokic. Of course, that's 2 years from now. There's obviously no question Steph Curry's going to sign there. But are we talking Steph Curry and Giannis Antetokounmpo or Steph Curry and Nikola Jokic, and we'll figure it out from there?
That's what it sounds like. And
Moses Moody?
Yeah. I'm not saying that you shouldn't sign Steph Curry.
Of course
not. But the money that you're going to be giving him combined with where he's going to be at in his career don't add up. So the fact that you're thinking, if you're the Warriors – oh, man, we'll get Giannis and pair him up with Steph. Steph is going to be what, like 38, 39 yeah, years old?
Right. Yeah, I mean, all of those guys are going to be up older. There, right? Yeah, like, I'm trying to be funny. Do we even know Jokic wants to play basketball in 2 years?
What?
I don't even know if Jokic wants to play basketball tomorrow.
We clearly don't know if it's true or not, but I think it was Austin Rivers who was like, yeah, he's going to be done once – this contract is not. He might get one more. There's just so much money. You might sign one more contract.
We'll see when that contract is slid in front of him next offseason.
He said, well, his family might tell him to do it any given Sunday. Slap him across the face. You're going to keep playing basketball.
I've seen his family. That's very possible. Very possible.
But, yeah, man, that's
that scene's wild. That scene is crazy.
What was his name? Cap? Yeah.
Cap
Brooney. I'm done. No, you're not.
Excuse me?
No, you're not.
I don't even know if you can make that scene in 2025. Man.
He said, he's done. I can't do this anymore. You will do this.
You're Cap effing Rooney.
Good knowledge.
All right, man.
Good knowledge.
All right, man. Let's see, what else did Sammy have here? Undeniable gap between their group and the reigning champion Oklahoma City Thunder, both because of age. Curry is 37, Butler is 36, Draymond Green is 35. In 2 years, that puts Curry at 39, Butler at 38, who I'm positive won't be here, and Draymond Green at 37, who will finally permanently go away. What do you think this line from Sam means? It was right after the part you just read. Mm-hmm. On the surface, it's almost comical that a player of Kuminga's ilk has captured the headlines to this degree for so much of the offseason. But then again, the stakes of this situation extend well past his individual wants and needs. What do you think that means?
That Kuminga, what I heard from there is Kuminga is not worthy of the attention that he's been getting.
That's how I read it.
But because the implications to the Golden State Warriors, which for some people they think was a championship contender, they're not. But you look at them that way, and you look at Steph Curry's time coming to an end in Golden State, and you say, man, they've got to figure this out so they can extend that championship window, which, in my opinion, is close shut. Champion. Yeah. That doesn't mean they're a bad team.
Yeah.
They ain't winning no championship.
I don't think this team can win a championship either. I don't think they can win a championship either. You know what could be a trump card of sorts for Golden State is, because there's Sam has been a frequent, he's frequently written that if the Warriors were to acquire Malik Monk, they would have to stay under the second apron, move Moses Moody. Let me get my verbiage right, because I can't remember if it's Moses Moody and Buddy Hield or Moses Moody or Buddy Hield. And
I thought it was either one.
Okay, that's what I thought too, but I've misplaced that current part of the article. But anyway, include him in the trade. Oh, Phoenix, you want Jonathan Kuminga? Okay, we've got to send you Buddy Hield also. Mm-hmm. Sacramento, okay, we'll take Malik Monk. We'll take the protected first-round pick, but you have to take Moses Moody.
Let's do it.
Yeah, I do it.
Let's do it.
It's fine. Figure it out later. That's what everybody says, right? Figure it out later. Yeah. It's probably all of this boils down to, from a Kings fan perspective, how much do you like Jonathan Kuminga? Hmm. How good do you think he is?
Do you think that, two questions, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think the people that listen to us, that support the Kings, that want to see the Kings be successful, do you think they would be for a Kuminga for Malik Monk swap?
Malik Monk is arguably the most popular player here.
I think so, for sure.
At the same time, that's tough, because at the same time, I think even those passionate Kings fans who love their players are frustrated.
Hmm.
They're frustrated with the direction, or seemingly directionless nature of this franchise. I think there'd be a lot of people vocally upset about losing Malik Monk.
Mm-hmm.
But if we're talking numbers, I think I'd say the majority would go Kuminga. I don't know what that number split would be. If it's 60-40, if it's, I don't know. I have no idea. 55-45, I have no clue.
I feel like that's one of the comments I've heard the most this summer when, I talk to people at different events and they ask me about the Kings and they talk about what's going on with the Kings. The thing I feel like I've gotten the most is like, Malik Monk, though?
Yeah.
Like, you ready to get, say it ain't, Malik. Like, that happens all the time.
Yeah.
And, yeah, I wonder if they told you,
asking me about that this morning. Mm. He's like, Malik? Like, literally, almost what you just said is what his text said.
Yeah.
Malik? Really? I don't know.
Yeah. If
I don't know.
And the second question I was going to ask, which I think, if I'm just paying attention, was answered. Do you think that the Kings would be there? Yeah, the Kings offered Malik.
Would they? Yeah, no.
That'd be tough for me too, because that's my dog. But Kuminga signifies a potential piece that you can build upon and a piece that you can grow with.
It seems like if the Warriors wanted to do this, if they wanted to do a deal or had a deal that they even remotely liked or believed that they couldn't do something that got over on everybody else, including Jonathan Kuminga, they would find a way to do it. Like when Clay was traded, it was like a 6 or 7 team trade. If it's really about moving Moses Moody and or Buddy Hield, it can't possibly be that difficult to do it. Again, you were involved in a 6-team trade last year that allowed people to free up cap space, acquire role players, do all of these different things, clear roster spots, all of this different stuff, and it ultimately allowed you to trade Klay Thompson. How difficult could it truly be to try to find a landing spot for Moses Moody, Buddy Hield, or a trade that winds up with Malik Monk going somewhere else other than the Golden State Warriors? It can't. Again, I'm not a general manager, and I'm just saying I've seen you do this before. I'm not talking about examples in the league. I'm talking about you. I've seen you do this before. If you really wanted to do it, you do it. You could. Like, you absolutely could do it right now. What it boils down to me is they want to get over on Jonathan Kuminga. They want to get over on any team that wants to acquire Jonathan Kuminga. Mm-hmm. And this isn't about anything other than that. Mm-hmm. If they don't come out of this looking like
the winners,
that's it. They don't want to do it. Mm-hmm. They want another one of those, oh, I can't believe Golden State turned Jonathan Kuminga into this. Because they've had a couple of those. And it's all been beneficial for them. They want Jonathan Kuminga to be that right now. I don't know, and I don't know if Sam has this in here. I have the article in front of me, and I can glance at it real quick to see if these numbers are in here. I don't know that I'm buying that 3-year no option, 3-year option, the different values to the contract. I don't know that I'm buying that. Hmm. That reeks of we're trying to make Jonathan Kuminga look stupid. And that has been the crux of our discussion this entire time. This is not about Jonathan Kuminga, the player. They do not want him on that basketball team. And if they can get him out of there and make him look stupid in the process, that's what they're going to try to do. I don't know that I'm buying that.
I don't put nothing to pass him in this particular situation with Jonathan Kuminga. I mean, they've seemingly tried every trick in the book. So I definitely wouldn't put that past him.
It just doesn't add up to me. Given what everyone's wants and desires are, you don't want a team option. No, okay, no options on this contract. It's a little less average annual value, but no options. This one has an option, more annual value to the contract. And they just walked away from both of those like, nah, that ain't it. Hmm. Like there was no room for negotiations with those two. Because what I feel like is maybe the Golden State Warriors did present something along those lines. And Aaron Turner went to negotiate with that number. With that number, with those years, with those parameters in mind, went to negotiate it. And they said, oh, this guy, God, we're trying to give you what you want. You won't even take it. Mm-hmm. Like, no, that's not what we want. Like, we're trying to discuss this. Oh, forget it. Hang up the phone. Someone call Slater. I know core math is tough, but I can't put 2 + 2 together on this one.
Also, there's to go to your point about not negotiating and everything. There's a level of distrust with Kuminga's side and the Golden State Warriors, where if they do offer something, like, all right, let's talk about it or let's see what's going on. Oh no, you don't want to sign it right now? All right, no, it's fine. Fine. We gave him the offer. No. Let me see what's going on here.
Mm-hmm.
And then they go and they talk to Slater or whoever. I don't know. I just feel like in this Jonathan Kuminga situation, the Warriors, like I said, they've tried every trick in the book to paint him in a bad light, get over on Jonathan Kuminga, make him look bad to the media. And I can understand just not really –
and
not really feeling comfortable.
Just to make sure we're clear, because Ant-Man is our guy, I don't think Anthony Slater's reporting is wrong.
No.
I think the Warriors are lying to him. That's ultimately what I think is happening. Or presenting some alternative version of what actually happened.
Right.
There's like some semblance of truth to it that he could follow up with Aaron Turner and say, hey, did this happen? And you get a yeah, but. And then in actuality, when you report it, it's true.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab 3 of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.